as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of sin is wicked. Wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. The way of a man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name who dealeth in proud wrath. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The high horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, just thank you for this time we have this evening, Lord, to hear the preaching of your word. We just pray that you bless the service, Lord, and bless the preaching, Lord. Fill Brother Hernandez with your Holy Spirit, Lord, as he preaches unto us your word. And that us in the congregation could take these truths from your word and apply it to our lives. We love you, Lord. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, were you there in Proverbs chapter 21? Look down at your Bibles at verse number 25. The Bible says, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. And the title of the sermon this evening is the desire of the slothful, the desire of the slothful, or another name would just be like, don't be lazy, right? Don't be lazy. And here in Proverbs, we see the book of Proverbs talk about all kinds of different kind of people. You know, it talks about the wise man, the fool. It talks about the simple man. It talks about the strange woman. It talks about people that are diligent. It gives all kinds of characteristics of different people. And tonight I just want to highlight this person known as the slothful man, or somebody that the Bible refers to as somebody that is lazy. And, you know, make no mistake about it, being lazy is a sin. It's not something that God wants us to be as Christians. You know, as Christians, we need to be diligent. We need to be people of good work ethic, people that get things done, people that don't put off things till the next day. We need to be people that actually get the work done, because God has commanded us to do all kinds of things, and if we're lazy, none of that is ever going to get done. And so this evening I want to talk about the slothful man and some of the characteristics and some of the things that we can do just practically to avoid being lazy. And this is not just something for, you know, the young people, but it's also for the older people like myself and even older than that, right? And, you know, this is also something that once in a while we have to hit a reset button, because if we're honest, you know, at times we can be lazy. We can be slothful, and it may be in different areas, but, you know, whatever the case may be, we all struggle with this at some point of our lives, you know, at some point of the week, not sure, at some point of the day. But these are something that, you know, all of us have to hit every once in a while, like I said, a reset button, and just remind ourselves that, you know, God doesn't want you to be lazy. He wants you to be diligent. He wants you to be a hard worker. And like I said, the Bible, the book of Proverbs, is just filled with all kinds of different characters. And it's a book that, you know, when you first get saved, a lot of us just, you know, gravitate towards, because it has a lot of nuggets of truth, it has a lot of wisdom, and it has a lot of practical advice just for our everyday life. And it's a book filled with all kinds, like I said, of wisdom. It's just something that we could always apply on the daily. And then go to James chapter 4. So right off the bat, I just want to make it clear that laziness is a sin. And it's something that, you know, people maybe grow up and they become a lazy person just because of the way that, you know, they were raised, just because of the kind of parents that they had. And it's just something that they picked up. You know, things are caught sometimes more than what they're taught, right? If a child just sees their parents just being lazy all the time, not getting things done, you know, having the house a mess, or just like not doing anything, the mom's on their phone all day long or on the TV or whatever the case may be, you know, your child is more likely to pick up that habit and be a lazy person as well. And as parents, you know, that's something that we shouldn't want for our kids to be. You know, that would be a disservice to them. And because society today, you know, there's a lot of lazy people out there. And I'm sure you guys seen them, you guys know them. Maybe there's one in here. No. But, you know, there's people out there that are just lazy, you know. And it's frustrating when you have to deal with people that are just slothful. It's frustrating when you have to work with somebody that's lazy. You know, you have to pick up on some of the work that they should be doing. And like I said, it's just frustrating working with a lazy person. And let it not be said that we're lazy or that we're characterized as somebody that's just slothful. So you're there in James chapter 4. James chapter 4, look down at your Bibles at verse number, I didn't write the verse, but let me read it for you. It says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. It's the very last verse. Avoiding responsibility as a Christian is a sin. And so we know that we should be hard workers. We know that we should have a good work ethic. And for us to ignore that commandment and just neglect doing the work, just not getting things done, that is a sin. And this evening, like I said, I want to preach on the subject of being slothful. Beginning in verse 25, go back to Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21. It starts off with saying that the desire of the slothful killeth him. And here's the thing, you know, everybody in this room, you know, as Christians, we do all have desires. We all have things that we want to accomplish, things that we want to get done. You know, things as men and women, children of God, we want to get done for the Lord. You know, all of us, I believe, have that desire to serve God to our full capacity and do something great for God. But that's never going to happen if we have this attitude, this mindset of just somebody that is lazy. And so in Proverbs 21, look down at verse 25, the Bible, as I said, says that desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. What do we see here? You know, a slothful person, you know, he just lets his body tell him what to do. You know, they're ran by emotion. They're ran by just how they feel on that day. Maybe you don't get a lot of sleep. Maybe you're just, you know, up all night, you know, watching things on your phone, or just, you know, just wasting time at night. And then when the morning comes, what happens? We regret it, right? But, you know, as grown-ups, as people that have responsibilities, we don't have that luxury of just, you know, deciding to stay in bed, right? To just hit the snooze button constantly. We don't have that luxury of just not getting up and going to work. No, this is something that as adults, we have to develop that discipline, that habit of, even though we feel tired, even though, you know, we want to sleep a little bit more, we have things that we need to get done. And if you're slothful, you know, you're going to give in to your flesh. You're going to give in to how you feel on that day, to what your body does. And like it says here, his hands refuse to labor. Is it like his hands are controlling him or something? Right? It's not, you know, we control what we're going to do, and we shouldn't let our body tell us what needs to get done. And so go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. You know, what does it mean to be slothful? You know, one of the definitions of slothfulness would just be somebody that lacks motivation, somebody that's lazy, somebody that's idle, somebody that just doesn't get things done. And there's many reasons why people are lazy today. Maybe it's a lack of motivation. You know, they're not really interested in the things that they do. They lack passion. You know, they lack motivation. You know, and it's something that we need to fix. If that's something that we struggle, it's something that we need to fix sooner rather than later. Because we can't go on in life just being lazy, being characterized as being lazy. Because what's going to happen? No one's going to entrust you with anything. No one's ever going to delegate anything, any responsibility to you. Why? Because we can't put our trust or confidence in somebody that is slothful. And you don't want to be characterized as somebody as like that, especially in church. So if you're there in Ephesians chapter 2, I think I can tell you go to Ephesians chapter 2. Before I get there, let me just see this real quick. Oh, so when we think about being slothful, you know, the Bible uses that word. And what is a sloth? You know, it's that animal that's super slow. That animal that has like these long arms, right? And the way that it walks, it's just super slow. And I was reading up on it, and it's just like, it's probably like the slowest land mammal. And it says that it moves 3 feet per minute. You know, 3 feet per minute, how long is that? And maybe that's faster than some of you here. No, but, you know, 3 feet per minute, you know, that sloth is never going to get anywhere. And I've seen videos where, like, they're trying to cross the street, and then somebody just comes and, like, picks them up, and, like, the sloth is just like this, and it just puts them across the street, you know. And unfortunately, there is people out there that walk that slow. You know, there's just no purpose, you know, walking with no intent. And this kind of reminds me, you know, my wife knows that this is one of my pet peeves when we go, like, to do an order pickup, right? And we're just waiting for the employee to come drop off the items. What happens? The employee is just taking their sweet time, you know, walking all slow, like the sloth. And then they're just loading up their things all slow, you know. And that's something that people that, you know, when you have to be, you know, you have to be somewhere, you can't rely on people like that. They're going to cause you to be late. So you don't want to be known as somebody that just walks like a sloth, or what the Bible refers to as a slug or a snail, you know, even slower than a sloth. Now, if you're there in Ephesians chapter 2, you know, I'm thankful that salvation is a free gift, and it's not something that requires our effort. You know, it's not something that requires our work. And if it was based on works, you know, how many people would actually get saved? Not because obviously we're all sinful, but imagine it actually required some effort. You'd be too lazy to do it even then. But thankfully, you know, God gave us salvation as a free gift by believing on Jesus Christ. He did all the work. All we have to do is just put our faith and trust in Him. All right. So if you're there in Ephesians 2:9, I'll read it for you. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So we all understand salvation is a free gift. It's not something we have to work for, not of works, lest any man should boast. But then verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." So it just doesn't end in salvation. Like, we don't get saved and then we go to heaven, right? We still got to live in this earth. We still got to get things done. We still got to go to our job. We still got to raise our kids. We still got to do all kinds of things. And the Bible says that God prepared works that we should do them. And go to Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. Again, I'm going to read to you verse 10 from Ephesians 2. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had ordained before that we should walk in them." Titus chapter 3, look down at verse number 8. The Bible says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men." And see, our works do not save us. Our works do not prove that we are saved or anything like that. But our works are profitable unto men, because what happens? You know, if all we have is just our faith and it's a dead faith, you know, that doesn't profit anybody. You know, us telling people, "Be ye warm and filled," and not providing the things that are necessary for them, that's not going to help them at all. And so we're lazy, and we never like to inconvenience ourselves, you know, get out of our comfort zone. We're never going to help anybody. And what does the Bible say? That we should do good unto, you know, others, especially them of the household of faith. And there are times, you know, and if you're honest, you know, where somebody needs help and somebody maybe needs a favor, that it's an inconvenience sometimes, right? Because you do got to take time out of your schedule. You do have to, you know, make the effort to go help them. But that's something that as a Christian, out of love, you should do for your brethren, you know. And let it not be said that we just couldn't help because we were lazy. Because, like, they ask you, like, for example, somebody asks you to move and you live, like, down the street, right? And you're like, you know, "I don't think I could help you move, actually. I might be busy that day." No, and then you know that you're not, right? And you're just, like, in bed watching TV, watching movies. You know, that's not profitable for that person. And if somebody asks you to, "I'm about to move, so I need help." No, I'm just kidding. But if somebody asks you to move as Christians, you know, if it's within our power to do good, you know, we should do it, right? And it's not something that we should just be lazy because, oh, it's just inconvenient for us. You know, esteeming others requires us to put others before us, right? Amen. And it is inconvenient. You know, let's be honest. But so we do it out of love, right? We're grown-ups already. We don't do everything that just, you know, we feel comfortable doing. We have to get uncomfortable sometimes. We have to go out of our way. And if we're going to do good unto others, it's going to require effort on our end. So never take it for granted. Also, on the other side, that if a person, you know, is helping you, don't despise them. You know, be thankful, you know. Thank them. Now go to Proverbs chapter, go to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. So we said that a person that is slothful is characterized by somebody that is lazy. The Bible says in the first verse that we read that the desire of the slothful killeth him. And it does kill him because obviously he wants to accomplish something. He just doesn't want to put the work into getting it done. And we all want to accomplish things, like I said, but some of us just want the product without the process. And anything worth doing, anything that's, you know, good, it does require some level of difficulty, some level of effort. Anything that's worth doing, it's going to require work. And sad to say, you know, a lot of us are not going to get it done because we're not willing to go through that process. And this is something that's easy just to bring up because it's relatable. You know, that process of just, you know, cutting weight, or the process of just having some kind of exercise routine, it's going to require some level of discipline. It's going to require some level of effort. And it's not something that, you know, you could just cheat your way. I guess you could, but you can't. You shouldn't cheat your way in order to accomplish something like that. And so anything worth doing, it is going to require some work. It's going to require some patience. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people don't have that patience. They want it now. You know, they want the product now without the process, like I said. And then go to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, the Bible says in verse 23, it says, "In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury." And so here we see that in all labor there is profit. And so sometimes we have a task to get done. There's things that we want to accomplish, but the task is so big. And so we get paralyzed, right? The paralysis of the analysis, right? We look at something that has to get done, and then we think to ourselves, man, that's going to take a long time, right? And instead of just breaking it up into parts, getting it done little by little, we just put it off. And by putting it off, it's never going to get done. And so the Bible says, in all labor there is profit. So even if you just work on it just a little bit, you're still further ahead than what you would have been if you didn't even start at all. And sometimes, you know, we tend to overthink, and we tend to, like, overplan in the sense, like, well, I just have to have everything right in order for me to get something done. But sometimes you just got to knock it off. You got to knock it out, right? And knock it off instead of being lazy. So then go to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. And so talk is cheap. You know, just talking about it, you're not going to get it done. Sometimes people don't want to start something because they know they're not going to finish it, but that's not wise. You know, even if you're not going to finish it, eventually you are going to finish it, the more effort that you put into it, even if it's little by little. And like I said, sometimes a task seems too big. What we should do, instead of just avoiding it, is just break it up into smaller tasks. You know, work on it little by little, and eventually, like I said, it is going to get done. In Proverbs chapter 13, look down at verse number 4, the Bible says, The soul of the sluggard desireth and had nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. And here we see the contrast between somebody that is diligent, that, you know, actually gets it done, and the sluggard that desires but has nothing. And again, why does this person have nothing? Because they're not putting the work in order to achieve it, to accomplish it. You know, a lot of people desire a promotion at work. A lot of people desire, like, recognition. A lot of people desire just respect, right? But what are they doing to actually earn it? You know, why would your boss give you a promotion if you actually don't put in any work, right? It's not enough for you to just desire that promotion. You have to put in the work. And a boss is not going to look at you and see, you know, this person is lazy. Let me just make him a supervisor. No, that's not how it works. Unfortunately, sometimes it does happen because maybe that's their relative. But more often than not, you know, you actually do have to put in the work in order to, you know, move up in the ladder. And so go to Proverbs chapter 18, Proverbs 18. The first characteristic that we're covering right now is that the desire of the slothful killeth him. So everybody has desires, but the only people that are actually going to get it done is the people that are diligent. So number one, we see that the slothful man desires, but it kills him because his hands refuse to labor. Number two, the second characteristic that I want to cover regarding the slothful person is the fact that, you know, he's a brother to him that is a great waster. Go to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. And so we'll read that verse in verse number 9. The Bible says, "He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster." And isn't this something that we see, right, in everyday life? Somebody that, first of all, they're already lazy to even get anything done. But then second of all, when they actually accomplish it and they get the resources, what happens? It just goes to waste. You know, sometimes people work hard and they buy the food and they buy groceries. Here's like a practical example. And what happens? It goes to waste because you're lazy to cook it, right? Instead, what do we do? What's easier? Going to McDonald's, going to In-N-Out. You know, what's easier? Just eating out. I'm not going to lie. That's easier than having to cook the meal at home. But if you're going to be diligent, you know, it's something that we should not be characterized as just wasting the food that we work hard to buy. And let's see. Go to Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12. And so the Bible says right here that he that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. And so these two go hand in hand. Somebody that is lazy, what's going to happen? They're going to waste their resources. And I'll never forget this one time. You know, obviously there's always panhandlers out. And this is before I even got into church. And I was kind of like shocked. I don't know why I shouldn't have been. But I was just buying like a pizza. And what happened? Oh, I walked out and the guy was just asking for money. And I was just like, well, I don't got any money. I'll just give him a slice. So I gave him a slice. And this guy literally just takes the slice and leaves it in a pool. And I'm just like, what the heck? Like, why is this guy wasting the food that I just gave him, right? But it's because he's lazy, right? It didn't cost him anything. And he didn't have to work hard for that food. And so it was easy for him to just let it go to waste. And so now, obviously, now that I know, you know, that a person, you know, if they're not willing to work, they shouldn't eat. I'm not going to let that happen again. But before I made that mistake, I was young. I was naive. But, you know, that's a lesson that I learned early on. And so in Proverbs chapter 18, oh, we read that already. Go to Proverbs chapter 12. The Bible says in verse 27, the slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. And so this was a harder time, you know, where you actually had to go and hunt what you were going to go eat. We have it a lot easier today where we literally just have to drive to the store, buy what we need. But then also people just let it go to waste. Now, we even have the commodity of ordering food, Uber Eats, what else is there, DoorDash, who said that, who uses that? But, you know, you have the commodity of just ordering food to your house, you no longer have to leave where you live, but then what happens, people still tend to waste it. Easy come, easy go. Now, go to Proverbs chapter 24, Proverbs chapter 24. And so here we see the second characteristic of somebody that's slothful. It says that he's a brother to him that is a great waster. And, you know, God has given us all kinds of resources. God has given us, you know, it doesn't matter how our upbringing was. You know, maybe we did grow up in a household where being lazy was the norm, where, you know, anybody in the house would just sit around, you know, the dad's on the TV, the mom's, you know, just on the phone, and then the child's just playing Nintendo or whatever. You know, that's how some people were raised. But now that we're saved, now that we come to church, now that we hear preaching from the Word of God, you know, we shouldn't use our upbringing as a justification for us being lazy. And all that to say is, like, we should know better than that, right? As Christians, as fundamental Baptists, we want to be characterized as people that actually get work done. And so I told you, go to Proverbs chapter 24, look down at verse number 30. The Bible says, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles and had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well, and I looked upon it and received instruction. And so here we see the Bible saying that of a guy that went by the field of the slothful. And the first thing that we can notice is that this slothful person, despite him being lazy, he still had a field, right? And God has given to us all kinds of resources. He has given us a place to live. He has given us a vehicle. But what happens? If we're lazy, if we're slothful, it's going to fall apart. It's going to deteriorate. If we have like a yard, if we have any kind of like a house, you know, that requires a lot of maintenance. You know, you can't just live there and never do touch-ups, never mow the lawn. You could just, if you just leave, let it be, what's going to happen? It's going to overgrow. And a lot of times we go to places out sowing, and what happens? We see the yards where it's all grown, weeds, you know, soda cans, beer cans on the yard, you know, things falling apart, the roof is coming apart. Why? Because the person that lives there, unfortunately, you know, they weren't taught a good work ethic, and so they're lazy, and their house, you know, is deteriorating. And, you know, this is just a characteristic of somebody that's slothful, and there's really no nice way to put it. You know, there's no reason why our resources should be wasted, and if it is wasted, it's just a sign that, you know, maybe we need to pick up the slack. You know, we need to change our mindset and learn to take care of the things that God has given us. Now, go to Proverbs chapter 24, Proverbs chapter 24. So here we see, like I said before I move on, is that this slothful person, despite being lazy, he still has a vineyard. And so the problem with it is that the stone wall is broken down. And I liken it to when we go to houses, you know, the yard is falling apart, the gate is coming apart, the wood is broken. You know, they still have a house. And oftentimes people tell themselves, you know, well, if I had a nicer house, then I would take care of it. Or if I had a newer car, then it would be worth keeping clean. And, you know, if you're not faithful in the little, you're not going to be faithful in the much. If you had a bigger house, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be a bigger mess. You know, you're like, oh, I live in a small home. That's why it's a mess. No, if you had a bigger house, you had more rooms, you had more restrooms, whatever the case may be, it's just going to be a bigger mess. The mess that you have right now and the little home that you have, it's going to be a bigger mess in the bigger house that one day you desire, right? Somebody desires, but their hands refuse to labor. But if you ever get it, you know, that's not going to change the fact that if you're lazy, it's still going to be a mess. You know, it's still going to deteriorate. So go to Proverbs chapter 24, look down at verse number 33. Here's another characteristic of somebody that is slothful. It says that yet a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth and thy want as an armed man. And so another characteristic of somebody that is lazy, number one, we said, is that their hands refuse to work. They do have desires, but their hands refuse to work, so their desires killeth them. And then number two is that, you know, they're a great waster. And here we see the third characteristic is that somebody that is slothful loves to sleep. Now, sleep, don't get me wrong, is nothing bad, right? Obviously, we all need the rest. We all need to recover every night from a hard day's work. But here's the difference. You know, if you're just somebody that's lazy, laziness actually begets laziness, right? If you're not doing anything all day, and then what tends to happen? You know, people feel tired, even though they weren't doing anything, right? But they're tired of just being lazy. And so what happens? They take naps. Nothing wrong with naps. You know, little kids take them. But, you know, nothing wrong with naps, right? Sometimes you do need it. Maybe you're working hard. But the thing is this, that somebody that's slothful loves to sleep. And the Bible says right here, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth. And so what happens? People that tend to be lazy, they're going to end up being poor. And it's simply because they rather just choose to sleep than actually going to work. You know, what if somebody is out partying all night on a weekend, and then what happens? They call off, right? And they miss work. And now what happens? The paycheck is just smaller. And this is all because, it's not because they didn't have work, it's because they called off. It's because they were being lazy. And they refused, instead of just, you know, being a grown-up and saying, you know what, I'm going to forego sleep. You know, that was my fault that I was out all night. They choose to sleep in. And the Bible says right here, a little folding of the hands. And I always thought that was funny because that is typically how people take naps. You know, just like, you know, when you're older, you're just like sitting on the couch just like this. But the Bible stands true all the time. And go to Psalms chapter 127, Psalm 127. And so the point that I'm making now is that the sluggard or the slothful person, they love to sleep. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with sleeping. There's nothing wrong with sleeping at all. We all need it. You know, we need to recover. But here's the difference. You know, some people sleep at the end of the night knowing that they got a lot of things done and they're tired from the work that they actually put in. The Bible says that he giveth his beloved sleep. And so there's a difference from like just resting and being tired because you were out all day working than the person that was not doing anything and they're just tired, right? Tired for no reason at all. And so in Psalm 127, look down at verse number 2, the Bible says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. And as I said, a hard day's work, you get a lot done, you do some exercise, you know, an hour's worth of exercise, you're going to be pretty dead by the end of the day, right? And so things like people that exercise and that, you know, are just people that are constantly moving, they, for some reason, and I don't know what the science is behind it, but, you know, the more that you do, it seems to be like the more energy that you get, right? You start off the day exercising, doing something that's hard. It's like you have more energy the rest of the day. But if you start the day off slow and you don't even drink coffee, right, you're just like moving so slow, you know, you're going to be like that pretty much the rest of the day. And so if that's something that you tend to struggle with, you know, you have slow mornings, then I would just recommend, you know, just first of all, drink coffee in the morning. You know, don't drink tea, or unless you guys like tea. I know Brother Jacob always drinks quads, right? You feel pretty lit after that. Yeah, see? So that's one way to do it. But if you exercise, if you do something that's hard right off the bat, you're pretty much going to have energy the rest of the day. Now go to Proverbs chapter 19. The Bible says in verse 15, slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. And so this is another example of somebody that's tired from just not doing anything. And now go to Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 14. Proverbs 26. It says, as the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. And this is also a funny scenario because I just picture, you know, the alarm is just going off. The snooze button is getting hit. And this person, like it says, it's just turning upon its bed, you know, moving from side to side. And that's something that, you know, if you're lazy, I think this is a great picture to describe that kind of person. And go to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. And so, like I said, laziness begets laziness. And what you need to do is that if that's you and if that's something that you struggle with, and I said, I'll be honest, you know, that's something that all of us at one point or another we struggle with, but we just need to create some kind of motivation, right? There is some dopamine that we get when we get something done. And so one of the best ways to do it is just by doing smaller tasks. You know, you feel accomplished, you get something done that's small, doesn't take that long, you get some dopamine. You do something else that's like same amount of time that it takes, you get more dopamine. And little by little, you start creating motivation to do a harder task. So I think that's a very practical way to create momentum. And one thing that we can do is just being productive, you know, taking the larger task eventually. Now, go to Proverbs chapter 26, Proverbs chapter 26. And then for the ladies, you know, I was thinking like, you know, what do they do all day? No, I'm just kidding. But the ladies, you know, being keepers at home, there's a lot to do, right? Especially the more kids you have, the more clothes you have to wash, the more clothes you have to fold, the more cleaning you have to do, the more things break. But ladies, right, you know, sometimes tasks are just daunting, right? They're like, oh, well, I don't really feel like doing anything because it's just a lot to clean. But if you take that practical advice, you know, you just break it up into smaller tasks. Instead of trying to clean the whole house, just clean one room, right? Just clean the desk of miscellaneous things that are there. You know, everybody has that drawer, right, where we have a bunch of just miscellaneous things. Just clear that out, you know, do small tasks, and then you get that spike of dopamine. And so for the ladies, you know, I just recommend just tackle one thing at a time. You know, if you don't have kids, obviously there's still things that you could occupy yourself with, such as learning how to cook. I wouldn't say better, but just learning how to cook, you know, different kinds of meals, you know, just exploring, broadening your skills. So go to Proverbs chapter 26, look down at verse number 13. The Bible says, the slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. And so the first characteristic that I covered is that a slothful person lets his body tell him what to do. The second one is that the slothful person is a great waster. And then the third, we saw that the slothful person loves to sleep. And here we see in this verse that another characteristic is that the slothful person likes to make excuses. Right? The slothful person always has an excuse of why things can't get done. And as Christians, you know, we should be problem solvers, right? We shouldn't be people that just look for problems and then just provide no solutions. And the slothful person is characterized as somebody that always makes excuses as to why something is not getting done, as to why they're late to work, as to why, you know, they didn't get whatever their boss told them to do. And so they make excuses. They can't get the job done. And go to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. And they always have a reason why. You know, here we see that it says that the slothful man say there is a lion in a way, a lion is in the streets. But it's not something that we deal with, right? Maybe the lion today would be like the gas prices, right? That's the lion in the way. I can't come to work because it's so costly. No, but like, you know, even then, like, there's no reason why you have to make an excuse as to why something can't get done. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, look down at verse number 4. The Bible says, he that observeth the wind should not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud should not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God that, who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they shall both be alike. And so here we see, you know, sometimes people just consider, you know, what type of day is it? You know, is it, it's raining, I can't go out, I can't do what I need to do. Well, you know what, we have something called a rain jacket, right? Just put it on, cover your head. You know, there's always ways to go about your day without making excuses. You know, we see here, oh, it's too hot, I can't go out. You know, just wear a hat. You know, wear something that's fresh. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And so let us not be characterized as people that just make excuses as to why something can't get done. Proverbs chapter 3, look down at verse number 27. The Bible says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. Say not unto thy brother, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. And so I talked about this earlier, how when it is in our power to do good unto our brethren, we should do it and not make excuses. You know, there's times where people are in need and you probably live the closest to them. You should be available, right? As Christians, as, you know, as brothers, you know, we should have that love for the brethren to esteem them, to put them before us. And I don't think anybody's really all that busy enough to, you know, just take some time out of your day. You know, maybe somebody is going through a situation, you know, and you have the means to help them, maybe financially, or they need a ride, their car, you know, died on the side of the freeway. What happens? You know, that actually reminds me of Brother Mark. You know, a lot, how many people have actually had car problems, and Brother Mark is always there to help them, right? I'm sure that's inconvenient. You know, sometimes it's just hot. Sometimes, you know, he's in his church clothes, but he's still doing it. You know, he's still out there. Why? Because he has the means to do it. You know, he has the tools. He bought it for a reason. And, you know, he loves the brethren, and so he's out there. You know, that's a perfect example of somebody that, you know, doesn't make excuses as to why they can't do it. Right. And so go to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. Look down at verse number 4. Proverbs chapter 20, the Bible says, the sluggard will not plow by the reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. And so again, we see this correlation of just people that are lazy and not having anything later on, becoming poor. And so again, the first characteristic is that they let their body tell them what to do. And I'm not going to go through all of them again, but another characteristic that I want to look or highlight this evening is that the slothful person will never be in charge. The slothful person will never be in charge. And I say never because for the most part, even if a slothful person or a lazy person does make it to some type of like leadership, eventually they're not going to last, right? Eventually they're going to let things fall by the wayside. They're going to let things, you know, be undone. And what's going to be the result? They're going to lose that position. But somebody that is diligent, you know, they're going to have some type of leadership. Somebody that is slothful, they're never going to be in charge because people have to micromanage them. You know, you should learn to be somebody that doesn't need somebody over them telling them what to do constantly. You know, your boss shouldn't always have to be behind you making sure that you're getting the job done. He should just learn to trust you, learn to, you know, delegate it to you, and then what's going to happen? You're going to get it done. Right. You're not going to make excuses. And so go to Proverbs chapter 12, Proverbs chapter 12. And so we said the slothful person will never be in charge. And in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24, the Bible says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Go to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. And so who's usually at the top, you know, within any job? It's somebody that's diligent. You know, it's somebody that knows how to be organized. It's somebody that knows how to prioritize and to know how to set up the job to where it could be a success, you know, and have people under them. But somebody that is slothful, they could barely, you know, handle one task at a time. And if you're somebody that's slothful, you know, we need to work on that. We need to be able to multitask, to get more than one thing done. You know, whatever job you have, I'm sure there's ways to excel in that job. Whether it's like a fast food place, you know, you could always work hard enough to where you become the manager, and then you become the district manager, and then you just get your own franchise, your own McDonald's or whatever. You know, whatever job it is, there's always ways to move up. And if you say, well, you know, at my job, I already reached the top, there's nothing more that I can do, then I would just recommend just switching jobs. You know, you never want to get stuck at a place where you're not going to be able to move up. You know, a lot of people sometimes move from job to job for the wrong reasons. You know, their boss gets on them or reproves them, rebukes them or something, or, you know, tells or corrects them, and then they leave the job. But if you're somebody that just leaves the job and moves from to another job because it's a better opportunity, I don't see anything wrong with that, right? So then lastly, a slothful person, and kind of tying it into this point, is that a slothful person is not reliable. A slothful person is not reliable. And I'm thankful for the people here at this church because, you know, there's a lot of things that has to get done at church, right? And I'm not going to be able to do them all, especially like on a Sunday. Pastor is not going to be able to do them all. But thankfully, we have a lot of people that volunteer, that, you know, take time out of their day on a Sunday. And, you know, it's usually people that are already hard workers that we're able to delegate it to. And, you know, staying here all day on a Sunday, it's not an easy task. You know, especially for people that have a lot of kids. You know, we take it for granted, and it's kind of become the norm. We're like, oh, yeah, everybody stays after church, goes soul winning, and then comes back, hangs out, stays for the evening service, and then hangs out again after night. You know, that's not something that's normal. You know, that's not something that I would see at my old church. At my old church, you know, service is done, and you're out. You know, you go home, and then you come back for the evening service. But here, you know, there's a lot of people that just stay, and they work, you know, in between services. Number one, they go out soul winning. You know, that already tells me that person's not lazy. And number two, you know, there's things that have to get clean, things that have to get restocked, things that have to be organized before the evening service. And there are people out here that stay that nobody sees them doing it, right? And I'm thankful for those kind of people because they're diligent, they're hard workers. Now, if you don't help at all, you know, I'm not shaming you or anything like that. Maybe you have something to do. That's fine. But you want to be able to be somebody that if we had to ask you, you know, we can trust you with it. And I think about it, you know, sometimes like, okay, I already know who to ask to get this job done. Or I already know who I could probably ask. I'll have like three different people in my mind. Why? Because they've proven to me that they're responsible, that there's somebody that, you know, you could delegate things and not worry about it getting done or not. And like I said, the last thing is this, that a slothful person is not reliable. Now go to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. So as Christians, we should be characterized as somebody that's faithful, as somebody that's reliable, as somebody that's just there when they need to be there, you know. Sunday mornings, and I'm going to give some shout-outs. Nah. But Sunday mornings, you know, for a long time, you know, I would come here in the morning just to open up, turn on the ACs, make the coffee and all that stuff, right? Because these things have to get done. It's not like we just show up here and the lights are just on and the ACs are running. No, somebody has to do that, right? But for a long time, I was doing that. And then Brother Gio, Brother Adrian, you know, these are people that live pretty far, and they still show up pretty early. And so they started doing that. You know, they took over them. And for at the beginning, I'll be like, hey, Gio, do you mind doing this, this, and that? And now I don't even have to say anything because I know when I get here, you know, everything's on. The coffee's being made. You know, the baptism is connected. You know, I don't do that no more because I cause fires, you know. That's something that I proved that I wasn't reliable in. But, you know, those are things that get delegated to other people because they're able to get it done. But all that to say, you know, there are tasks here that we can delegate to people and we know it's going to get done. Amen. You know, we could come back from soul winning before the Sunday evening service and there's people cleaning up. There's people picking up the trash, picking up the hymnals, organizing the chairs. You know, these are things that have to get done. And it's like at home, you know, you don't just show up at home and everything's just clean. No, somebody's doing that. Your wife is doing that, right? Hopefully it's your wife, right? But, you know, these are things that sometimes we take for granted, but we got to realize that things get done because somebody is actually putting in the work. And they're not being slothful. And so to wrap this up, go to Proverbs chapter 25. Proverbs 25. I'm going to read to you from Proverbs 10, verse 26. It says, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is a sluggard to them that send him. And so a sluggard, you know, from what I read right now, you know, it causes pain to the boss, just like vinegar to the teeth, how it just damages it. And, you know, a sluggard person is a pain, you know, in the rear end to their boss. You know, a sluggard person, because they don't get things done, what happens? They're going to cost their boss money. You know, they're going to cost their company to lose resources. They're going to cost their boss to, you know, have to hire another person just to, you know, help you with your task. And so you don't want to be characterized as that because, you know, a sluggard, like it says, it's a smoke to the eyes to them that sent him. You want to be somebody that's reliable. Amen. And then I think I told you, go to Proverbs chapter 25, look down at verse number 19. It says, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Go to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. And so lastly, the last characteristic that I want to give is this, that a slothful person is somebody that's not reliable. And as I said in the beginning, you know, this is something that every now and then we have to hit a reset button. Myself, I'm sure you guys could attest to this, but there are times where we just get comfortable, right? And we stop doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. And we just got to be reminded every now and then, like, am I being lazy? You know, am I being diligent? Am I actually getting things done? And here's the thing. You know, if you don't do it, it's still going to be there. It's not like it's going to go away. You know, if a wife leaves the clothes, unfolded, what's going to happen? It's not going to come back and it's going to be folded, right? No, these are things that are going to have to get done. And so every now and then we have to remind ourselves, like, am I being lazy? You know, am I slothful? And here's the thing that I always try to, like, remind myself, because I struggle in this area. You know, I have to learn to plan ahead to be, you know, productive and not, reactive, right? Because there are things that you could already get done. And so it's like a smoother operation, right? But sometimes, you know, we forget. You know, I'm human too. I'm sure that's happened to you. You guys forget to plan something properly. And then what happens? You're there rushing to get things done, right? You're planning a vacation. You forget to, pack some things, right? You don't make a list of the things that you need. And then what happens? You go on vacation, and it's just a personal example. And then you get to the place, you're like, oh, I forgot my belt or something. I forgot my shoes. And then what happens? Now you have to be all reactive, and you have to go out and look for it, right? And where you could have just planned ahead and not be lazy and, you know, done things properly, plan accordingly. And so just to give you some practical tips on how to not be lazy, how to not be slothful, you know, what are some things that we can do to overcome it? Obviously, if we're lazy, we don't want to remain that way. You know, as men, we need to be hard workers. As men, we need our wives to trust us that we're going to provide for them, right? We need our wives to know that, you know, no matter what happens, even if we were to lose our job, you know, because we're a hard worker, we're still going to provide. You know, we're not going to make excuses. You lose a job, you quit, or you have to move, or whatever the reason is. If you're a hard worker, you're going to find work easily, right? You're always going to be there. You got to give them that confidence that no matter what happens, you're going to provide for them. You know, as a wife, you know, you got to give your husband that peace of mind, knowing that, you know, they're going to come home to a home-cooked meal. They're going to come home to a clean house. You know, no husband wants to come home, you know, stressed from work, tired and all that, and then have to do other things at home, right? People want to come home, rest, you know, just eat. And these are things that, you know, require effort on both parts. And so practical things that you can do to stop being lazy is just to minimize distractions. You know, this is a big distraction, right? And if we're honest, you know, sometimes things are not getting done because we're just on our phone, right? And especially now, the day and age that we live in, you know, I'm not even going to show you how long I'm on Instagram. Not sure, but this could tell you, you know, how long your activity is on social media or anything like this. But, you know, if this is something that's practical, you know, you could minimize distractions. Maybe it's the phone. Maybe it's the TV. Maybe it's like the radio or, you know, whatever, the YouTube. There are things that you need to turn off so that you can get things done. Another thing would be, and I don't know what they call this, but it's just like setting a timer. And sometimes I do this mentally, like I look at the clock and I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to get this done by this time. And that actually helps you, you know, because you move faster. You try to like time yourself. You try to see like, okay, I got like 10 more minutes, and you're more effective that way. Whereas like you, like I got all day, you're not going to move fast. You're gonna leave it to like whatever, and it's not gonna get done. So practical tips is just like, you know, set a timer if you have to, or just look at the clock. You know, I have this much things to do. I'm gonna dedicate 2 hours to doing it. And if you do that, you'll find yourself that you're gonna accomplish more things throughout the day. And so another thing too that you could do is just prioritize and organize, and realize that, you know, not everything has to get done today, right? There are things that are more important than other things. There are things that have a higher priority. There are things that are low priority that if you never do them, you know, nothing's going to happen. You know, it's not the end of the world. But if you have that reverse, if you just try to get everything done, and then you leave the important things undone, and that's when problems begin to arise. Now go to Proverbs chapter 22. Here's the last verse. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 29, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." And so here we see that a person that's diligent, you know, they're not going to be among average people. They're going to be somebody that's in charge. And we can think about people in the Bible like Joseph, how no matter what circumstances he went through, he always ended up on top, right? He always thrived. Even when he got sold into slavery, even when he got sent into prison, he always came out on top. And this is something because he was diligent. He was a hard worker. And so we don't want to be average Christians. We want to be 10 times better. We want to be people of a good reputation. We want to be people that, you know, if somebody looks at us, they can say, well, I know this person is a hard worker, right? They're not walking like the sloth. They're not walking all slow. You know, we don't want to walk like J-Dubs out soul winning, right? We want to be people that walk with purpose. And, you know, we should take offense, you know, when we knock on the door and they're like, are you guys J-Dubs? It's like, no, right? Because we don't look anything like J-Dubs, right? J-Dubs, if you see them walking out, they're just walking like that slug. They're walking like that sloth, right? Before, by the time they get from across the street to where they need to be, we already knocked all the doors. You know, we got it covered. So you don't want to be somebody that's, characterized as somebody that's just slothful. And then, like I said, lastly is this, that every now and then, just, and I think I said this in the morning, you know, just do some introspection, you know, see where am I at today? Am I being lazy? You know, am I being diligent? And if you are being lazy, you know, this is something that you have to fix. Obviously, like I said, being lazy is a sin. And to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. So if you know that you should be doing things and you're not doing them, you know, how does God see that? He views that as you not obeying, right? And so what's the sermon tonight? Don't be lazy. Don't be slothful. Don't be a sluggard. Get to work. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to preach this evening. I pray, Lord, for Pastor Mejia and wherever he's at the moment, whether he's preaching or just fellowshipping, I pray that you be with him and that you would protect him, Lord. I pray that you would bring him back safely. And I pray for every individual here tonight that you would help us, Lord, to be hard workers, to be diligent Christians, Lord, and not be characterized as being slothful. Help us to get things done that we ought to be doing, and help us to be diligent, Lord, when it comes to our parenting. Help us to be diligent when it comes to our finances, and help us to be diligent, Lord, when it comes to our biblical role as a husband, as a wife, and as a child. Lord, please help us in every area of life, and I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Song number 301 as our last song, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Song number 301.